think all of you are aware that in the past few months, we locally have experienced the departure of few of the saints of God. Some were aged once, some were young, some were not in good health, and some were in good health. And it have left some impact on us. And as we were considering these matters, I realized also that not only in the local assembly in Wayne, but as I look around, I could name assemblies that also have experienced the same thing. As a matter of fact, generally, everyone here in the room have experienced that sometimes, somehow, family member, a friend, brother or sister in Christ. And when you stand in a graveyard and you consider what sin have brought in, because death came as a result of sin, and the misery, the viciousness, the broken heart that came as a result of death that have been reigning for some time. And you really wonder, what is it? And what is the answer for it? Lord, have exercised our hearts in regard to the matter of resurrection. Because if the greatest power in the universe is the atomic bomb or the nuclear power, it brings death. But God had a greater power than that. And that is the power of resurrection. Amen. Seeing in Christ, the resurrection of Christ is God's acceptance of his person. Thou shalt not suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. The resurrection of the saints of God is a proof of God's acceptance of his work. It is not our intention to look at 1 Corinthians in general or to speak about what's going on in 1 Corinthians. This is not really our intention. Also, I am very thankful that what happened in Corinth had happened. Because as a result of that, the Spirit of God took the craftiness of the enemy and his attack on the saints of God locally there to pin to us by the hand of the Apostle Paul. Really, God's answers to man's problem, no matter what it is. And if I summarize them, I will put them in these three categories. The answer to the world, and that is really the first 10 chapters of Corinthians, is the cross. The answer to the world is the cross. From chapter 10 till chapter 14, we have God's answer to the activity of the flesh, and that is the Spirit of God. The cross of Christ, the Spirit of God, and then what's God's answer to death? And that's what we have in chapter 15, is resurrection. The resurrection power. To appreciate resurrection, we have to a little bit understand the power of death. It is an enemy, scripture that we have read this morning, described him as the last enemy. It is an enemy. Job spoke of him as the king of terror. The first terrorist in the scripture, and the worst of them all. Doesn't discriminate. Doesn't make it convenient for anybody. Satan had the power of death. It terrified man that even the godly man, King Hezekiah, when he was told he was going to die, the great king, the mighty king, has all resources at his fingertips. When it came to that point, he turned his face and he started weeping of fear. But there was a day where death, who scared everyone, I believe, was scared. For the first time, he met one who has the power of life. He met one that went into his very domain, confronted him, and for the first time, death did not know what to do. It was mentioned in prayer when the Ark of God entered into the Jordan. The Jordan fled. It rolled backward. It didn't know how to do anything. The Lord Jesus' victory over death is such a triumphant thing. It's one facet of the greatness of his work. And that's why the enemy tried to attack the fact of resurrection. Resurrection was known. The Pharisees believed in it. The Sadducees did not believe in it. Even Herod believed in the resurrection, because when he heard of the Lord Jesus, he said, that's John the Baptist. He's risen. And therefore miracles are made out of him. But it was a very big idea. And they did not know the truth of the bodily resurrection. The bodily resurrection. And that's really the emphasis in chapter 15. If death has to do with the body, resurrection has to do with the body. Because after all, the soul and the spirit are mortal. They do not die. It is the body that dies. And God's answer to that is the resurrection. As you look at your outline, we have read about 35 verses. It is no apology for reading the Word of God. I think the best part of the Bible reading is hearing and reading the Word of God. Our comments, okay, but nothing like the Word of God. And what we need to do, if you look at the outline, we would like to look at, from verse 1 to 8, the infallible proof of resurrection, the testimony of the Scripture, the testimony of faithful witnesses. Then we wanted to look from verse 12 to verse 19, and if you look a little bit, also from verse 29 to verse 34, we want to keep verse 20 to 28 to the end. Because in verse 12 to 19 and 29 and 34, we have the awful consequences if Christ is not risen. And the Apostle Paul, in a very orderly way, because after all, the Corinthian epistle is really to teach us order in the local assembly. So in an orderly way, in a very logic way, methodic way, he put before us the consequences if Christ is not risen. And then the parenthesis really is from verse 20 to 28. We get the fruit, the blessed results of Christ's resurrection. I know our time is very short. I know we have about an hour and sometimes. I know there are many capable, able brethren here. We're conscious of all of that. But dear saints, we need to be just relax a little bit. Let the Spirit of God take over. We don't have to say everything we know about that portion. I am sure we could. I don't recall ever having 1 Corinthians 15 in a Bible conference. Maybe I wasn't born yet, but maybe it happened, but I don't recall that. And I struggle with it because it's 58 verses. It's required 58 weeks, really, to really go over it. So our intention, please, let's just wait on the Spirit of God. Bring what is really the Spirit wants us to hear. Let's listen when someone's speaking. I always say it, and I'll say it again, please don't look at your Bible or try in your thought to figure out what you're going to say after the brother finished. Because many of us have listened to the recording, and you say to yourself, why are you saying that? It's already been said. So let's just wait on the Spirit of God. Let's wait on one another. And let's look at that in an orderly way. I will try, by the help of the Lord, to move us. And again, we prayed, and I trust that the Lord will undertake for us and help us, because His word is vast, that truth is wonderful. It's the end that we have in mind, that our hearts will be encouraged, and that we might have a greater appreciation of the person and the work of Christ.